Let's do the Monday night game tonight. Okay. Yeah. We are Rams at 49ers, 1.5, 42.5, I believe is the total. It is. Money's on Rams. Pow, how do you feel?
I mean, I don't know why, but I just, McVay against Shanahan for whatever reason. Like, McVay owns Kingsbury. Shanahan owns McVay. Like, he got him in the playoffs, I guess. 49ers covered 5 straight at home, covered 4 of 5 against the NFC West, covered 14 of 18 on Monday night, and Shanny's covered 6 of 7 against McVay.
Okay, so here's the matchup I'm looking at tonight. 49ers have run the ball so far, the 4th most in the NFL.
I worry about no Trent, though, I'll be honest.
Trent's an absolute worry. The Rams rushing defense has been good. They're a top 10 rushing defense so far this season. 49ers have been a top 5 defense in pretty much all categories. They've played Denver, Seattle, and Chicago, though. Is Seattle the best offense that they've faced?
More than likely.
I think it is. I'm worried about who the Niners have played, and if we have any idea who the Niners are at all. Like, I personally can't pick a side on this one. I think the defense is having an advantage on both sides. Now, Armstead and I think Kinlaw are both questionable, which worries me for the 49ers. But I'm going under. I'm taking the under 42.5.
That's a good play. I don't think the Rams have really shown much either. Like, Atlanta came back on them.
Uh-huh.
They didn't really blow out the Cardinals. Like, that was a weird game. They got smacked by the Bills.
Last year they played three times last year. 2017, 31-10, and then 27-24 was the overtime in the playoffs. But that was 17-17 with 2 minutes left. Traditionally, this game is a lower scoring game, so that's what I'm thinking here. Bruce, what are your thoughts?
So I'm on the 49ers. I am worried about some of the stuff you just talked about, the best offense they've played being the Seahawks, but I am buying in that their defense is legit and will show up tonight. I am also worried about Trent Williams not being out there. But I think, like you said, low scoring game, that the 49ers should be able to run the ball, kind of grind things out and get the win here. Big for me is that the Rams just won last year. Bad taste in the 49ers'
sure.
mouth.
I agree. 1,000%.
I don't think either team showed well. Like, I think this is a massive game for both sides tonight, so.
I agree. Like, I think this is definitely a big, like, measuring stick game on who these teams are.
Figure it out night.
Big figure it out night. Because I don't know. Like, they have very similar rosters to who they were last year, but for some reason, it feels like we don't know who they are yet this year.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Jimmy G can't play any worse, I don't think.
I agree. It's a bounce back spot, but they won that that game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so for me tonight, I'm on the under.
Niners, money line, don't need the points.
Bruce?
I'm on the Niners money line, and then I also have a same game parlay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Debo Samuel anytime touchdown. Think that kind of has to happen for the next leg, the 49ers money line, and then the rest of it is Stafford 200 plus yards, Ayuk plus 40 plus yards, Kupp 70, and Allen Robinson 25 plus yards.
Tell you what, I just saw the boost. Kind of love the boost.
I love one of the boosts.
I love Cooper Kupp to have 80 receiving yards and Debo Samuel to have 80 plus rush plus receiving yards.
Yeah, that is good.
Is that the one you like, Bruce, or no?
Yeah, that's the one that I absolutely love. That's a hell of a super boost. And you know, realistically should come home.
You would think so. Not.
I got two flyers here too, Tony.
Woo, go ahead.
Stafford anytime plus 13 Hunge. Okay. Jimmy G anytime plus 900. One of the QBs gets in tonight.
Those are both definitely flyers.
Yeah.
You're going to need a sneak.
I think we'll get
You're
it.
You're going to need a sneak. The other boost was Stafford, 200-plus pass yards. Jimmy Garoppolo, 200-plus pass yards. And Kittle, a touchdown. That's a lot to happen.
That's a lot. And Kittle's going to have to be in and blocking a lot without T. Willie. So I kind of lean to Kittle's unders a bit more than I normally would.
I actually like that angle a lot, Bruce. That's good thinking. Hey, that's using your brain, Bruce.
Good thinking.